hard, you want him to stop and say, whoa. And he stopped right dead.
How about,
And then if you want him to move up, well, you say, get up.
How about when, like if you were going to feed the chicken?
Uh-huh.
And you came out with the food, did you ever stand from the wind and you couldn't feed them?
No, just start throwing it out, and they come just as far as they can see them. They come a flying, yeah.
How about?
They're called chickens. They're not there, you call them. Chick,
chick, chick, chick. What about, what kind of noise did like, parrots make? Did they make them?
Well, they would move if their baby, the calf, wasn't there. They'd come up to be milked. See, when you turn your cow out to feed, well, you kept the calf in a pen, and the baby there. And when she come up in the afternoon, she'd move. You could hear her lowing for, coming up through the woods and lowing for her calf. And she'd come there and poke her nose through the fence where he was at.
How about if the cow was expecting a calf,
uh-huh.
And you were telling somebody, what would you say? You said she's getting ready to.
Well, she's gonna calf in a few days, or yeah.
What about did pigs make noises?
Yeah, they grunted and especially if you mess with one of their baby pigs, the old pig, she. Grunt and groan and holler, squeal.
What about horses? Like when you feed, what did you feed horses?
We fed them hay and corn, and that is when they're feeding right off the field. And if we run out of corn, well, then we'd have to buy something, and we usually bought sweet feed for them.
Like oats.
Yeah, oats. Yeah, we fed oats too.
How about did they make
a
noise when you feed them horses?
No, a horse don't make. They don't make much noise.
Isn't that funny? I
had
never been on a farm to know what kind of noises
I was raised on a farm. I was raised for as animals, and I usually could handle most any kind of animal that was.
I wasn't raised on a farm, but my daddy had a garden. And it was a pretty good garden. He gardened all the time.
Yeah, my granddaddy, he had a farm. My daddy had a farm. And they always had animals. But because that was part of their living, they had to have them in order to make a living.
How about, if you were putting a horse, you were telling me yesterday about the cane tree and double tree.
Uh-huh.
How did you put the horse in, get the horse in the wagon together?
Well, you take now. There's two different ways you could do it. If you just had, you were just going to hitch one horse up, why? You had two shafts there, and these here shafts was hooked up to his back band, and that's what held the shafts up. And then his traces run from his collar and the hanes. What they call the hanging, to go down around the collar, and these traces went back and hooked onto your single tree. And that's what he pulled against. The horse pulls right against his shoulders. That's the part he pulls with. And all that back band is for was to hold them shafts up while he pulled. And it was very simple to, some people would hold the shafts up and back the horse under it and then let the shafts down. Now, we always got one in. I just leave the shafts on the ground there and back him right there and then pick the shafts up.
How